This is the Rick Edelman Show.
I've just announced that this fall will be the end of the Rick Edelman Show after nearly 30 years on the air. Just this week, Talkers Magazine named me one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in the country, the Heavy 100. It's the fifth time I've been on the list, and at number 65, this year is my best ranking ever. It's been a wonderful experience, and it's nice to go out on top. And over these past years, Gene and I are so grateful beyond words for the support we've received in the development and growth of our company, Edelman Financial Engines. We were blessed to have wonderful colleagues and staff throughout our journey, including Ed Moore, Renee Chase, Leslie Roberts, Christine Cataldo, Joe Batazzi, Will Casserly, Lisa Cornack, Denise Ukeli, Sue Harp, Don Conti, Carol Roberts, Carol Doyle, Denise Newhart, Kathy Ellis, Catherine Smith, Mary Lawrence, Jeff Douglas, Jim Baker, Susie Fenton, Rosa Zediker, my entire FIT team, Pam Becker, Mitch York, Christy Nader, and many others. Dozens are still with the firm, too many to name, including just about all the financial advisors that I've hired over the years. And to our many partners in the media, I'm so grateful, including most significantly Rick Fowler, my radio show's producer of this entire era, as well as Gail Ross, my book agent. I want to particularly thank all the radio stations, the program directors, and the staff at all of our affiliates across the country, my book publishers, my TV producers, especially Russ Hodge, and the great many editors, reporters, columnists, and writers I've worked with everywhere. I thank them all for their ceaseless efforts to raise the level of awareness about personal finance for American consumers. I want to highlight Bill Erbach, John Wagner, Mike Tegler, Janice Ockershausen, Jim Gallant, Tom Bresnahan, Chris Berry, Chris Kaur, Bill Trumbull, John Matthews, Dave Kimber, Lillian Brown, Pat Lawson-Muse, Sally Heldrick, Cliff Webb, George Ball, Paul Weyrich, Oprah Winfrey, Diana Cantor, Gary Perlin, R.J. Shook, Chip Rome, Sterling Shea, Matt Bartell, John Begany, Ray Kurzweil, and Ken Dykewald, my parents, and of course my wife and soulmate Jean, without whom none of this would have been possible. To the nonprofit community focused on financial literacy and retirement security, and the many organizations of which I've been a member and participant, I thank you all for your ongoing efforts to improve financial security and the standard of living for all U.S. households while eliminating economic inequality in America. And to my friends and colleagues throughout the financial services industry, thank you for embracing me and my ideas, many of which were initially deemed radical or controversial. Your dedication to move the profession forward has impacted every client and every financial advisor in the country. And to my fellow financial planners within the firm, who I've been spending a lot of time talking with this past week, keep doing what you're doing. Your commitment to your clients is what makes you special, and you're improving the lives of a great many people who are forever grateful for your sage advice, your care, and your support. It's been my honor to know you and work alongside you all these years. And to the staff at Edelman Financial Engines, thank you for your consistently high level of service and aid you provide to the firm's planners. Without you, they're unable to give each client the help they need. You're what makes the firm so special, and every planner in the firm knows it. And to you, my listening audience, the millions of people worldwide who have listened to these broadcasts, watched my TV programs, read my books, attended my educational events over these past 36 years, Gene and I are profoundly grateful and honored that you found value in the information and education we've provided. We both thank you so very much. And of course, most importantly, my gratitude to our clients at Edelman Financial Engines. Gene and I express our deepest and most heartfelt gratitude. It's been an honor and privilege to serve all of them. Their faith in us has meant everything. And Gene and I wish all great health, prosperity, and happiness. Their support is what built our firm, and we are highly confident that the firm and the planners will continue to work hard to maintain their trust. This is a little unsettling, of course, for Gene and me to step away from the firm that's been our life's work. We've got a long record of innovation and impact, and we will now shift that focus and passion that we've been devoting to Edelman Financial Engines for the past 36 years to our new ventures with Gusto. So although we're saying goodbye to our career at Edelman Financial Engines, we're saying hello to all of our new ventures. This is not the end of anything. It's just the end of a chapter. It's the closing of one page and the turning toward another. And increasingly, this is something that we're all beginning to recognize is our future. You know, back in the day, I think back to my grandparents, when they retired in their early 60s, it was because they were going to be dead only a few years later, right? That's the way it was. Retirement at 62 and dead by 65. That's not our circumstances. Today, people who leave their careers in their 60s have 30 or 40 years ahead of them. I just turned last week 63. I'm barely in middle age. Because of innovations and longevity due to medical science, I'm fully expecting, as are many who research this field, that life expectancy will be 100, 110, 120. At age 63, I'm barely halfway there. And so this is going to be a very exciting next chapter. And part of the work that Gene and I are going to be doing are helping others turn to their next chapters as they leave behind their careers of their businesses and professions. 888-PLAN-RICK online at ricedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 ranking is based on a number of both quantitative and qualitative criteria and is determined by collective analysis of the Talkers editorial board with input from a wide variety of industry leaders. Investor experience returns were not considered as part of this ranking. Rankings for 2009, 2010, and 2012. Barron's ranking has three major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Does not assure investment returns. Quality of practice components includes advisor regulatory record. Rankings based on a universe of applications submitted through self-nomination to Barron's.